Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song will get better.
It's gotta get
better.
Pastor Kenneth Morgan. I am your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, and I am excited today because things are going to get better. Somebody say, how do you know things are going to get better? It's because as long as Jesus is on the throne, we know without one shadow of a doubt that as the scripture tells us, thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We already know how things is going to end because we have the victory according to the word of God. So I want to encourage every person who's listening to me that as Hezekiah walk up saying, things are going to get better. You know why? It's because we believe God. Again, let me greet you on this special day that the Lord has given us. As the scripture says, this is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Let's go to another song here as we get ready to do some things on this program today and talk about a few topics. We'll be right back.
Can I get some help in the house? All right. Anybody remember these kind of songs? See, I got a few on this side that already picked it up. Play it again. Let me see what y'all got. Listen. I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier.
Yes, praise the Lord, everybody. For everybody ought to praise the Lord. I tell you what, I love those old songs that minister to those. And you know, these old songs that they have sang years and years ago, you can always feel the presence of God. I love that song, praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. And somebody asked the question, why do we got to praise him? Because he's been good to us. And I like the one the old folks used to say, he's been better to me than I can ever be to myself. Well, again, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And this is our second day right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we are excited what God is going to do right here on this radio station. You know, a lot of things people are going through as we continue to look at the news and we see so many things going on in our world. We still got the coronavirus still going on and many people getting sick, and we pray for everyone that have lost loved ones during this coronavirus and those that just lost loved ones. And we say what the scripture says in Psalms 23. Yea, do we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because thou art with us. We believe that God is with you, and we are praying for you during these difficult times, and also those that have lost their lives through other circumstances. We know that God, the Holy Spirit, is the comforter that comforts the hearts of men and women that grieve and those that go through. I love what the scripture says in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 8. The Bible says, and I want to read that. The Bible says, do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declare the Lord. You know, just for a few seconds, let me give you an encouraging word. And on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, we will be giving many encouraging words to somewhat lift up your day and to show you that when all else fails, look to Jesus. And somebody said, why am I going to look to Jesus? Because he is the only one that is qualified. And not only is he the only one that is qualified, but he is the one that when he does something, he does it well. If you agree, shout amen. Hey, glory to God. He is the one that can fix any problem. You know what the Bible says? It says, is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing too hard for God to do. And we know, because sometimes people ask this question, well, but ain't nothing too hard for God to do. Why do he allow these things to happen? Well, I can't tell you. Somebody said, what do you mean? I can't tell you. There's some answers and some questions that you're going to have that is going to only take when you stand before him to ask him the question. But I do know this. I know without one shadow of a doubt that the Bible tells us, and I want to get that scripture that tells us that when we have hope, when we have hopeless situations, there is always hope in your hopeless situation. I know that to be fact because the word of God says it. You know, in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1, the Bible says, surely the arms of the Lord is not so short that he can't save you, nor his ears too dull that he can't hear. Let me tell you something. God's hands ain't short that he can't save nobody. Now, there are times where God allowed us to go through something. Now, why he allowed us to go through it, I can't tell you. But I can tell you this. There, according to scripture, the Bible says, the trying of your faith worketh patience. meaning that what you go through sometimes is to show you, and the situation sometimes have a tendency to bring the best out of us. And you say, what do you mean? Well, hold up here now. How is what I'm going through is going to bring the best out of me? Well, I often say out of every bad thing comes a good thing. You know, we look at this coronavirus, and we don't like to see lives lost. No. We don't like to see people being sick. No. But even in all the things that have gone on, there still was some good thing that came out of it. Please tell me, Pastor Morgan, what good thing came out of this thing? We have more people that are being more kind than they ever had before the coronavirus started. Matter of fact, you have more conversation of people having now than they ever had before. And what it's doing, the conversation is causing people to think more, causing people to be more kind, causing people to reevaluate how they used to do things before they went through it. Out of every bad thing comes sometimes a good thing. That even though many have lost their loved ones and have learned how to deal with people that are sick in the hospital and they can't go and talk to them and be with them, which is a bad thing, there are people have learned how to be a little more patient with other people that are going through the same thing that they have gone through themselves. Where if they haven't went through these things, they probably wouldn't have the patience to even listen to what an individual is saying. There are so many good things that's coming out of bad things. You know, I'm reminded of the millionaire that I often talk about. The in 2014 lost everything he had. He had buildings that was go up to the 14th or the 15th floor, had plenty of money, but he lost every single dime that he had, and he only had, well, he didn't lose every single dime. He lost all of his millions, but he still had maybe a couple hundreds of dollars. But it wasn't like what he had before. He had a 15-bedroom mansion that he lost. So he had to go and downsize. He had to go and get something that was a 3-bedroom. And all the time in which he had money, he never had time for anybody, not even his family. Times that he didn't even spend that much time with his kids. And every time his kids would come and try to talk to him, he would say that he was busy. He loved his kids. He loved his family. I'm not saying he didn't love his family. He didn't love his kids. But all the business that he had and all the things that he had to do, he didn't have the time at that specific time that he was a millionaire. And this man testified of the times when he lost every dime except for lost all of his millions and still had a few dollars left to his name. As I said, he went to get him another house that was a 3-bedroom. And he sometimes during the night, since he lost all of his riches, he got depressed. He was feeling down, feeling like nobody was there for him. I'm pretty sure, you know, when you go through a lot of things, let me back up. When you ain't gone through a lot of things, you can always find friends. You can always find people that that say that they care about you, and I'll be there for you. This man learned that when he was going through everything that he was going through, he noticed that the people that he was looking for was not even there for him. He felt abandoned. Imagine going through and you was a multi-millionaire, had all these business and all the stuff that you didn't have to worry about, and now all of a sudden you have lost your millions, and now you're down at the bottom again. So this man, sometimes he sat in his little office he made in his house, and he would get depressed sometimes. But he noticed that his kids would come around and talk to him, and he would listen to what his kids say, and his kids would hug him. His little daughter would come and give him a little kiss on the cheek and tell him, "Daddy, I love you." And his wife would come and hug him and tell him that things would get better. And he realized as the days and months went by, encouraging words that was coming from his own family. Tears came out of his eyes because he realized that when he had all the riches, he didn't have much time for his kids and his wife. And he realized now that he's gone through this thing, even though he was feeling depressed and feeling discouraged, he realized that there was some good that was coming out of what he was going through. And the good was he had more opportunity to spend with his family. And he realized that money really don't mean so much when you really don't have your family. So out of every bad thing, sometimes comes a good thing. Jeremiah tells us, the Lord says, "I will be with you." But then Psalms 119, verse 16. These are encouraging words that we want to encourage you with. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, right here on Pastor Morgan's radio show. And on our radio show, this is our inspiration, what we talk every day. Now listen to Psalms 119 and 16. It says, "I will delight myself in thy statute. I will not forget your words." First of all, when you're going through, I want to encourage you to never forget God's word. Don't never forget his word. No, never forget what he says to you about your situation. Don't never forget that when you're feeling down and out, what he says to you. And I love this scripture in Numbers 23:19 that tells us, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he may repent. For have he said it, will he not do it? If he's spoken it, will he not make it good?" Let me tell you something. If God ever say something, you might forget everything other people say, but I want to encourage you with Psalms 119:16 says, and I'm going to read it one more time, "I will delight myself in thy statute. I will not forget thy word." Whatever you do, what he says to you, do not forget his word. "If I say something," he said, "I will do what I promise you." God never tells us anything that he don't back up. I'll be right back. Let's play another song, and I'll be right back to minister even the more.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. Let me hear the worshipers. Praise!
Here we go.
Yeah.
worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Yes, every praise is to our God. Well, you know, I often tell people, you know, anybody can praise God when they get $10,000 in their pocket. Anybody can praise God when things are going good. But I like the scripture in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter and the 18th verse that says, into everything give him thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. It is God's will, as Hezekiah Walker said, every praise. You get to give God praise even when you don't see your way out. You still have to give him what's due to him. That is the glory, the honor, and the praise. Well, as we was talking a couple minutes ago before we went to the song, and before we get off of here for today, I want to encourage you that regardless of what's going on in your life, God is with you. You know, it feels good when you know that you ain't in this situation that you're going through by yourself. You know, when you're going through heartaches in your marriage and pain of loved one, a sickness and disease that you feel like no one is there. It feels good to know that the Lord God is with you. And he promised, according to the scripture, he promised to never leave you nor forsake you, but to be there always, even until the end of the world. Oh, it feels so good to know that when I'm going through something, I can do like the scripture tells me in Psalms 46 and 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. I want to encourage somebody to listen to this program today, this radio show, this live radio show. This is not a recording. This is Pastor Kenneth Morgan coming live, and I am excited. Amen, about coming live right here to encourage someone on our inspirational time. And I want to encourage you, every day this week, I will be on at 12 o'clock giving our inspirational thoughts to encourage you, to give you that extra boost that if you encourage, I want you to know, as the song said, be encouraged. You know why? Because God is your refuge. And guess what it says? He's not just your refuge, but he's going to be your strength. You know, remind me of the Apostle Paul that was going through a circumstance of his own. When he prayed and he asked the Lord to remove that, what they call a thorn in his flesh. This thing was bothering him. And he prayed, and according to scripture, at first he didn't hear anything, but when he prayed twice, The Bible says he heard these words from the Lord Jesus Christ. My grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in the time of weakness. And I want to encourage you on this inspirational moment that we have every day at 12 o'clock, right here at Live with Pastor Morgan, to remember these words, that God is your strength. And he's a very present help. Present means right now. What you're feeling now. What is affecting the way you're living? What is your condition? The state that is affecting the way you're living. Thing that is bothering you now that you need to be encouraged from. Remember that God is that place of refuge, that place of safety, that place of when you don't know where to go. Hey, glory, you can always go to him. He's your very present help. He's going to help you. He ain't going to just look at you going through. He's going to give you some help. Now, let me just say this. Sometimes his help ain't the kind of help that you want. You know, sometimes we want him to just take us out of it. And sometimes he allows us to go through it. And when he allows us to go through it, he gives us, as he told the Apostle Paul, I will give you strength. My grace is sufficient for you. And my strength is made perfect in the time of your weakness. But I'm going to be that very present help in the time of trouble. Listen to what the scripture says. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. A refuge in time of trouble. If you're depressed, God says he offers you to be that place of safety. And let me just add that not only is your place of safety, but he can bring you out. In a few minutes before we end our live show, I want to pray for every person that's listening to me. And I want you to follow me on this radio station, on Blah Talk Radio, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, live radio show. I want you to continue listening to me. I'll be here every day, Monday through Friday. I'm going to be here at 12 o'clock. So join me tomorrow. And don't forget to tell somebody about Pastor Kenneth Morgan live radio show. God promised to be that one of a help to the oppressed. Psalms 27:1. And this is the last scripture I'm going to give. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I be afraid of? The Lord is the strength of my life. Let me tell you something. God offers strength for you when you're going through one of your most hardest times in your life. And I want to say this, when all else fails, look to Jesus, because he is the one that is qualified. He is the one that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ever ask or think. He is the one that when you don't know who to turn to, do what David did in Psalms 121. I lift up my eyes towards that hills from which cometh my help. For my help comes only from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. Well, praise God. I pray that what I've said on our live show today has been somewhat of a blessing to you. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for every person that is listening to me. Those that might be going through something and feel like there is no way out of what they're going through, I pray, Father, that you would touch them and minister to them. And I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, God, as you said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he delivered them out of every one of them. And God, I thank you for delivering them. Touch and minister to them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, at Pastor Kenneth Morgan's live radio show. Don't forget to join me tomorrow at 12 noon for our inspirational time and moment. God bless. Have a great day. Let's go to this song of an encouragement for you.
Can I get some help in the house? All right.
I want to introduce to you right now a close friend and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church, say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word
says.
what the devil does.